broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everybody could be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Sorry, I got distracted.
You got distracted? What you looking at?
Because I put, I'll be there in a bit, and Barlos responds, okay.
Well, he's at a gay cruise, no?
Yeah.
He's, again?
He's trying to find love, bro. He's tired of being alone.
Man, he needs to just start a reality show or something to find love.
He can be like Flavor Flav. We'll get him a big ass clock and shit.
But you know what? He's in international waters. That's dangerous for Bartles, man. He can get in so much trouble.
He's going to come back married to a seal.
That's true, man. You know, he got, what was it? One of the stories that his friends told me that, they cut him off.
What?
At the boat. At the boat.
What do you call those things? The gay cruise.
The gay cruise. No, but like the
bartender, all you can drink?
He had the all you can drink, and they cut him off.
What?
He's drinking a lot.
How did they cut him off? Did they see that he was all fucked up, and so they cut him off, or he just hit his limit?
He hit his limit.
Oh, so which is like 50 drinks?
I don't know how much it was.
What?
But I thought it was unlimited. And it's all I know.
It's not unlimited.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And as soon as it hits 24 hours, though, it starts again. So like so
that was the trick probably.
Yeah. So he hit his limit.
He hit his limit.
That limit is high. It's not low. You know, I think 50 drinks a day is what it is.
Shit. I don't know, man. When you play the YMCA and the sun is hitting you, you could down a lot, man. I'm sure.
He's
a winner and stuff. Young man. Yeah, but he's there, man. You guys ever went on a boat cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
Never.
I want to go, but
I've been on two or maybe three. I'm not sure.
I want to go, but I don't know. Like lately, I've been seeing these documentaries and all this shit, and you know, crazy ass people. And then there's that documentary where, I guess the toilets got fucked up.
Yeah, right.
That was wild.
Yeah, was.
See, Bartles needs to stop going on cruises.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, he'd be clogging it up and shit.
Yeah. You know what? Then, but the two times that I've been, I've had
it was cool, right?
I had good experiences, but
yeah, that's what I heard.
But then, you know what I mean? You can run into a situation like that. Like them people were stuck on those boats.
Yeah,
they were stuck on those boats. The toilets weren't working. Like,
and there's nobody there that really they can really help you and shit.
Yeah.
And then the other one documentary I saw on Netflix was when this girl went missing on the boat.
Whoa! Oh, shit.
And it was never solved. And people were saying that she fell off. Some people were saying that, you know, they saw her with some guy, like one of the guys that played in the band, that he was like, you know, saw her talking to them and everything. And she actually went with him. But he's all like, no, it wasn't me. So like, there's all these theories that, you know, they kidnapped her and they probably like put her as a sex slave or some shit like that, like out of Mexico. This is all crazy shit, man. I'm like, fuck that, man. I can't survive being a sex slave. they get my pretty ass. I'm like, hell no, man. Fuck that.
They put a bracelet on you. It's like, why does nobody else have a bracelet? Yeah.
Don't worry, man. I got a background in saving people once they get taken, man. And,
oh, yeah?
And every time that happens, like, I have to give that little speech.
What's
like,
the speech?
You don't know me. I have a special set of skills.
Holy shit.
Who do you say that to?
Yeah. Like, whoever's kidnapping. Whoever's getting
to the kidnapper?
Kidnapper, yeah. And so it doesn't work. I still have to go out there, and that's the fucking bad part.
There's always like a ticket one, two, and three. It's like, they don't learn, man.
He's like, my skills have nothing to do with finding people.
You know what Jericho should stick to? The only skill he knows is cooking a good steak. He cooks
that was a good steak.
Jericho cooks a mean steak. Just for everybody, just, you know, a little background. We came in and Jerry had a good steak. I thought he bought it. I thought you bought it and stuff. But he's like, no, he grilled it. I was like, oh shit.
Well, yeah, I had
it
to
was
make
perfect.
I had to make dinner for the wife.
Medium rare. That's my go-to.
It was
good.
Perfect.
Right. So how many minutes do you? Oh, how do you do it?
So this is what I do. I put it on one side is like 4 minutes. And then 4 minutes on the other side. But it's pretty thick. It's a pretty thick steak. I would say 2 inches. I think it's
That's huge,
that's
bro.
Wait, yeah, that's huge. Bro. That's a big steak. You sure you ate all that steak?
God damn.
And then I take it off the grill for like 5 minutes, and I just let it rest, right?
Yeah.
And then I introduce the butter, and then I'll cook it 4 minutes on one side, 4 minutes on the other, and then let it rest for another 5 minutes while you're doing the vegetables, and you're good to go.
That's one lazy steak.
So do you – but you use a timer, right?
I just use my phone.
Oh, you
phone,
eye
yeah.
it?
No, I use my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if you go a little bit over, it might overcook it.
Yeah, you could fuck up a steak, man.
Because what I like the entraña, tajazo. Hey, you guys know what a tajazo is?
Nah, man.
It's like carne asada, the cut for carne asada. But it's Argentinian cut, so they cut it really thick. So that's, I mean, I like carne asada. I'm really not into the ribeyes. I'm not really into the like New York strip steaks or whatever. And I like this one because it has more of that carne asada taste. And if you do marinate it, it's way better. But if like today I had just to go get it at the butcher and bring it back. Mm. I'll put butter on top, but it's not the same as like fucking
but
marinating.
But see, you know those cuts though, huh?
Yeah.
See, I don't really know those cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
And just a little story. I went with one of my friends and stuff to Fogo de Chao. He treated and shit, you know, and, you know, me and my girl, we were there and everything. And then they were, you know how they bring you the steaks and stuff like that, and they cut it in front of you and stuff. And the guy was like, hey, don't eat the other, you know, the other cuts. Just, you know, wait for filet mignon because that's where they try to get you. They try to get you like
all the cheap shit.
And all this time I thought I was eating filet mignon. Oh, shit. And it was the other kind. I don't know what it was, New York or whatever. Everything. Man, yeah. I was like, damn, I don't know these cuts and shit. I should start learning, man. Because I swore I was eating like filet and all the good cuts. But then he's like, hey, man, don't eat that stuff. He's like, wait for the other ones. I'll tell you and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay.
Man, and me, like, okay, so I had a business meeting at, what was that? Mastro's? Have you guys ever been to Mastro's?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah. I think it's called Mastro's anyway. It's down over there in Orange County somewhere. And the client was like, hey, man, let me order for you. I'm like, yeah, man, whatever.
Oh, shit.
I don't care.
Okay.
I was just going to order a regular filet mignon. It wasn't even that expensive. It was like maybe like $50, $60 or whatever.
Not bad.
And he ends up ordering the Wagyu, whatever the fuck Wagyu is.
That's
Japanese one.
Yeah.
Right, the Wagyu filet mignon. And he ordered, like, man, him and his wife, first of all, man, they the whole table was full of
it's
shit.
It's a spread.
Everything. They ordered everything and some kind of, like, lobster mixture. I don't know what it was. But the Wagyu, he was looking at me like, yeah, you like it? You like it? I was like, this is like regular filet mignon. I didn't really think it was like the best thing ever, because we've had filet mignon when we go to the steakhouses and stuff, but Wagyu, I think it was like $200.
Yeah, it's
expensive, man.
Especially
if you're getting it like in a place at Maestro, they're like known for getting the best cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nothing special.
Not worth it.
I've been seeing those documentaries and all this shit, and they're like, you know, they cut little peas and they saute it and all this shit, and they're like, when they cut it, they're just like, they make this face. It's like the most amazing, you know, food they've ever tasted and shit.
Man, if you just go to where did we go last time for dinner? I think it was like Christmas time. Del Rey,
yeah.
That's probably worth a filet mignon in that spot. But yeah, like Wagyu and all, $250.
Not worth it, bro.
Wow.
I still want to try it just because, you know, the
hype and shit. Yeah.
But now I'm not that hype. Or were you like, you know how sometimes you have your standard set and it just doesn't eat it?
It just wasn't. Like, I don't think it had anything special to it.
Mm. But what did you tell him?
Nothing. I was good.
Derek, spit it out. What the fuck is this? Man, I think one of the best steaks I've had, my brother-in-law made it. He got some filet mignon cuts. You guys know sous vide? Sous vide is? No?
No.
So sous vide is basically, they cook it, but in like boiling water, right? Like, you have this device, like you put them inside of a vacuum sealed, like a Ziploc or whatever. You submerge it in water, and then you put this device, right? And the device warms up the temperature to an exact temperature, so it won't overcook it, right? So you set it to whatever you want it. Like, say if you want a medium rare cut or whatever, and then you set it to that particular temperature. Once it's done, you sear it. And I don't remember what he put on. Man, that thing was like fucking butter, bro.
Really?
Like, you can barely chew the shit. Like, it was like, it still had a little bit of consistency, obviously, because steak, but it was just like fuck, this shit is melting, and it was melting in my fucking mouth,
damn,
bro.
Man.
I was like, God damn. It was good. It was good. So I'm gonna ask if he can make it for me in June. When
we'll try
go.
To see if you could get the
like the recipe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a. It's called a sous vide.
Sous vide.
Never heard
it
of
up.
It.
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
The gargoyle one.
Oh, Stone.
Yeah.
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 Stone.
Yeah.
In San Diego.
San
no?
Diego. Yeah, somewhere out there. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I don't like the. But they got a light beer now.
Yeah.
They just came out with it. It's pretty good. That one's pretty good and stuff. But
IPAs are good.
They're too
strong, no?
I think it's something that it grows on you. Like, I remember when I first started drinking IPA, I was like, fuck, this shit is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. And
so it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think it sounds kind of gay, but it's like. It feels like it grabs your tongue, right? Like it just coats your tongue, and you can taste it, right? Like, but it's not a bad taste, but it's kind of thick.
All right, that's on the gate.
It feels kind of thick in your mouth. Yeah, but no, IPA. I like IPAs, man.
My first IPA was Stone. I think whatever. I forgot the name of the Stone, but it was like the green can, mm-hmm. and it tasted like grass.
But you know what they said? They when I took the tour, they said that. That is like the highest, the best IPA, and that's the one that, you know, they can't do contests because that's their standard, that IPA. So, you know, it's like that's what they're judging them on and stuff like that. But
they probably gave Jericho the organic one.
The green one?
He's like, this shit tastes like grass, man.
It tastes like grass to me. Like let's say if you just go to the park and you just grab some grass, a fistful of grass, and just throw it in your mouth, that's what it tasted like. Huh. It really didn't taste like beer anymore. Like, all right, so when we were kids, your first beer, I'm sure you didn't like it, right?
You know what?
I didn't remember.
I didn't drink beer. My dad used to give me kind of sips of Tecate, but it was cheating because it had the lime and the salt rim, and I was like, man, that shit is delicious.
Did your dad ever put Tecate, Tapatio on top as well?
No.
See, my dad used to do that too.
He put Tapatio on
delicious,
it.
Delicious, bro.
Really?
Tapatio delicious. with lime.
It was lime, salt, and Tapatio.
Holy
shit. On the can, just on the top. So every time you take a sip, he just drinks a little bit of it.
See, my dad would do the Clamato one.
Oh, really?
Oh, like that Clamato, was,
yeah.
But that was because that was the next day after La Cruda.
I guess. I don't know. I remember him doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if people remember, but micheladas weren't really a thing until
When did it pop up? I'm trying to remember. When was the last time you like thought?
I don't remember, bro.
I remember Barlow showing up like, oh, I'm going to make you guys some micheladas.
Well, he used to make them here.
Yeah.
But they were around before that, though.
They were, but that was like when it was popping. Like it started showing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one. You know what? The best one I had, I think it was called the M Bar in East LA. Mm-hmm. That one was good. And that was like a long time ago,
too.
That
was a really long time ago.
Yeah. Shit. So, but I don't remember when they actually came on the scene and stuff. Because before it was just Clamato, right? But that's equivalent to what? Bloody Mary?
That's a Mexican's version of Bloody Mary, but in Bloody Mary they put Tabasco sauce.
No,
they put that
radish
or the horseradish.
Worcestershire sauce. But that's the shit that like try to make a drink where like it just wakes you up because it's just so nasty. I'm guessing or some shit.
Well, I don't know because it was kind of like refreshing. I guess the micheladas, like, because I don't know if it's because of the ice or whatever, but it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I remember when I started drinking them, I remember I drank maybe like four or five of them, no buzz whatsoever. Not one bit.
They gave you tomato juice with ice. Dude, that happened to me at, have you guys, you guys have been to Calaveras.
Yeah.
But this was Calaveras over in the valley, and, and we did the brunch, and we're all you can fucking drink. And I remember my wife was going to drive, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to town, man. Dude, I kid you not, I must have drank like fucking 20 mimosas. I didn't even catch a fucking buzz. I'm like, these fucking liars.
These hot orange juice.
Yeah, they were fucking, they must have not been putting shit. I'm like, dude, I drank fucking 20 of them.
See, the
mimosas?
Mimosas.
See, if you were into like that all you can drink shit, we should have went down to Michelada. What was that called? Miches and tacos? Tacos and Miches. down the street by
in Bellflower?
No, right here on Florence by the old Uncle Henry's Deli.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
next to Gloria's, is it Gloria's, that restaurant?
Across? Yeah, right across the street from Gloria's. Uh-huh. And they had unlimited micheladas and tacos.
Damn.
On, I forgot what day it was, though. I think it was a Friday. And it was like 90 minutes of all you can eat, all you can drink for like $50.
Oh, shit.
That was not bad.
That wasn't fucking bad, man. Until they turned it into a fucking male review. Like where they have like male strippers and shit.
Oh, shit.
Then you couldn't be caught dead in there. But yeah, they turned it into a really fucking, yeah, strip joint for girls.
What did you think about it? He said, fool me once. Man, but I think in college was when I started drinking. Like, I think I started with Corona. Corona was probably like my first regular beer. And I thought it was so fucking gross when I started drinking it. And I would see people fucking eat and drink beer. And I'm like, how the fuck do they do that? You know what I mean? Because I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, it grows on you.
You know,
and
I still can't
do
that shit.
Really?
I can't do that. Like, I don't know. I guess it gets me too bloated. So I can't drink. And like, you know, if I order a beer, I have to down it before. And then I eat it, and I'll just get like a soda or something.
Right. You know, what was another thing I learned from Instagram? So you know it's true. They you know how like you people always talk shit like when somebody does a pour for you and it has too much head?
You people.
What do you mean by you people?
yeah, the head.
But
I heard about it.
Yeah, but they said that's actually the best way to pour the thing.
It really is.
Because otherwise if you drink it and it doesn't have any head, then it expands in your stomach and that's why you feel bloated.
Yeah. I think that's it. And they say the best way to drink a beer is a can one.
Really?
Yeah, in a can, not like a bottle or something.
What?
Yeah. And there's something along that. That the whole like letting it, I don't know, gas or some shit like that. It tastes better or something. You know what else? Mm-hmm. Wine. Is when you pour wine, you shouldn't drink it right away. You should like move it around to let it get air and it supposedly gets more like flavor. So
don't they have that thing? I forgot what it's called.
Aerator.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the purpose. I don't know.
They even have this one machine that kind of swirls it around for you if you're lazy.
What the fuck?
I've seen this shit.
That is crazy. But, nah, man, I heard in college, too, they had this fucking nasty-ass beer we got into. What was
Pabst.
It called? No, it wasn't the Pabst. It was a mix between tequila and beer.
Oh, tequisa.
Tequisa.
Tequisa?
Oh, my God. I heard me and Freddie used to buy that shit all the time. And we were into it.
Was it good?
It wasn't.
I never had it.
It wasn't good. Tequiza. And we would fucking drink it.
Tobacco.
Fucking tobacco. Yeah, it wasn't good, man. I didn't care for it. Man, there's a lot of different beers out there. I forgot where else I went. I don't know if it was in TJ. And they had a beer called La Otra.
The fuck?
I've never heard of that shit.
Yeah. And I was over there and I was like, hey, give me a beer. And they're like, oh, there's no more of this one. He says, si quiere, le doy la otra. And I was like, I go, well, whatever. I go, just give me a fucking beer. And the beer was called La Otra beer.
Yeah. That's clever. Yeah. No, we always drank Corona.
Corona,
that
yeah.
I remember just always ordering that shit.
Yeah. But I guess like with the different people that I would hang out with too, because you know, I would hang out with the other brother from Long Beach, the Puerto Rican one.
Yeah.
And this one was really into, like, fucking Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff?
Dude, we would get we'd get to the college parties, and we'd slam, like, a fucking, like, a 12-pack in the car before we went in. Dude, and those have so much of that. Can't see how the carbonate, is it carbonation or whatever? And, dude, we'd be like, because we'd just fucking slam them in the.
Loaded.
Yeah, fuck that.
Dude, if you ever go to Mexico and they have it on draft, it's going to be the best tasting Corona you've ever had in your life. Like, because the bottles, they're good, but, man, the draft is just fucking so much better.
Straight from the source,
man. I got a buddy that works at, what do you call it, Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me about it.
And I had a tour of the place, right? And Diet Coke, he had like the machine. He's like, man, I don't like Diet Coke. He's like, you got to taste this. And he says it's so cold that when they're pumping it in, they're so cold that it tastes delicious. And he grabbed one right off. As soon as they made it, he just grabbed it off the line And he gave it to me, and I was like, man, I don't want to drink this shit. The best tasting Coke I've ever had.
And it was really cold.
And it was really cold, and then it tasted better than a regular Coke.
Holy shit.
It was
shit.
Fucking delicious, damn. Bro. So if you're ever in the area, I suggest you get one of those Cokes. It's so choice.
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I have a question.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Thank you. No, we're talking about, like, expensive steaks. Are they worth it? Whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, what about, like, alcohol bottles? Like, you guys are into, like, you know, good alcohol, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys have had, like, expensive $300, $400, $500 bottles. And then also, like, the bottom of the fucking barrel, maybe, like, $15 bottles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But we usually land on the area maybe like 40. Now it's like about $50 a bottle for like a pretty good one. Yeah. Not like great, but it's good enough, right? Like something that you enjoy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see the difference between like a $300 bottle and like a $50 bottle?
I think you can find a good $50 bottle and it'll be fine as long as it's not like bottom, like where it's trash. Because they say like the good alcohol, like, it's not supposed to burn, right? Like, right. It's not supposed to taste like fucking gasoline, you know. But I think with $50, you can find a pretty decent bottle.
But I mean,
bro.
I think there's people that love that shit because, like, what is it, 151? Who the fuck likes that shit?
They don't even make that anymore.
They do. The Bacardi 151.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, I saw it last time and stuff because I was like, dude, this shit just gave me like fucking chills. But I'm like, who the fuck would? I mean, people like moonshine. People love moonshine and shit. That shit, I don't like that shit.
Yeah. And we used to really drink strong. The moonshine, like the cherries dipped in moonshine. We used to have those. They used to sell them in a jar.
But they're like very flavorful and stuff.
This was
moonshine one.
Yeah, but the 151, I heard people would light that shit on fire.
Yeah. I took two shots of that shit. Yeah. That shit was nasty.
Yeah, I remember our fraternity brother would always try to get us to drink that shit when we were kids.
Yeah.
Man, I threw up all over wasabis.
Really?
On 151, man, I was like, I had like maybe like four like little drinks, and we went to dinner. Man, it's all a blur, but I still remember a lot of it. My wife tells me there was this white girl like giving me a lap dance. I don't remember that.
What the hell?
And I do remember like the you know how like they have that teppan fucking cooking and stuff in front of them?
Uh-huh.
They were like Latino cooks, Mexican cooks, and we were with a bunch of white people, and they were like, having whipped cream on their chest.
Wait, where was this?
This was at Wasabi's.
Oh shit!
Downstairs they had the teppan. You know, like kind of like Benihana's. And I remember some of the night, but most of the night I spent in the restroom.
Holy shit!
I thought I had to take a shit, so I just sat on the toilet.
You took a shit from the other end.
I never left.
You just fell asleep.
I just fell asleep because I was like, let me just fucking wait it out here, right?
Yeah.
And then they kept on knocking like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, I'm all right.
Shit.
So as soon as I started walking up the stairs, from upstairs to downstairs, I started throwing up.
Like a volcano.
He's like, check this out, y'all.
Needless to say, I was never welcome back.
Shit. That's wild.
But... And it was all 151.
It's all 151.
How many
shots? I think I had four.
What made you drink that?
I don't know.
You probably...
Were you already drinking?
Nah, that was my first, you know, like my first drink was at 151.
Really?
Then I had four, and then we went downstairs, and then the table next to us, like they were trying to be as wild as we were.
Yeah.
So they started ordering shots. So I said, "We'll have what they're having." And then
they were drinking 151.
That's when it was.
Yeah, they were having roofies and shit. That's why you fucking knocked that in the restroom.
That's when it all went wrong.
God damn.
That was fun though. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you busted a Mick. Mick, you fell asleep.
I've fallen asleep on the toilet before
a few times.
Yeah.
But I remember once when we went to Denny's. Remember we went to after a club. Went to Denny's, and then we're like, your food was getting cold. We're like, where the fuck is y'all? Like, I'll go check on it. Man, you were just hugging the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I was
with
dead,
your
bro.
Face right on the toilet seat, man.
Well, it was that time and earlier the time you helped me in was it Vertigo's?
Oh, yeah.
We're in Vertigo's, and I was like, I got to throw up. And Shomar gets grossed out by vomit. So he was just like, fuck. And he was like rushing me. And as soon as I got into the stall, I said, like, because I already, it was coming up. And as soon as I, like, I started, like, throwing up.
That shit was nasty.
So I closed the door. He closed the door to the stall, and I slipped on my own vomit.
No.
Dude, why did I hit the side of my face on the that porcelain, shit. Right? Like, I'm, you know, I'm a tall guy, and I fell from up there, and my, like, face first into the porcelain.
What and are you, then, like 6'8" or 6'9"?
Yeah, 6'9" at the time.
Oh, got it.
Dude, and Shomar's like, Vic, are you okay? I'm like, I think I broke my face. I hit, like, my cheekbone, but, you know, I slipped on my own fucking vomit, man.
Wow.
That shit was bad, man.
Dude, that was terrible.
That's...
Yeah, damn. But no, I've had too many stories like that. That I don't wish to.
TJ too and shit.
Everywhere, man.
I remember they locked me in a car when I was like really fucked up at Danny's house. And I was like, I don't know whose car. Well, whose car was it? Booch's? It was somebody's car.
It was probably Weasel's rape van.
Probably, right? And I was sitting in the back seat for like trying to like wait it out or whatever. I wasn't throwing up or anything. I was just really drunk. And they opened the door. And, oh, man, out came all the smell of me farting the whole time.
Holy shit.
And, you know, that was a time where I used to be able to just harness the farts.
He would incubate those motherfuckers.
Yeah, there you go. I was a little incubator, man. And, dude, they opened the door. I just remember somebody looking at me and just fucking holding their nose like, what the fuck? And, I'm like, and I just smiled at them.
You're like a little skunk guy discovered and shit.
Man, we were just a bunch of kids getting drunk, bro.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah. You know what? We were like, but you know what? We were the fun drunk. You know, good to say that we weren't like the crazy want to fight and all this shit, and like, you know, this mother also, we were the fun drunk, but yeah, man, there was a lot of close calls too, man. Good times.
Yeah, man, I remember like the one time that I don't remember if you guys were there or not, but we didn't have a lot of money and we ended up buying that cheap ass vodka.
Oh, Popo?
Yes.
Popo shit?
Dude, that shit made everybody angry.
Yeah, you guys.
We got into the angry vodka because we got into a big old fight.
Yeah, because you guys would buy it, and I remember there was like three incidents.
We got into a big old fight.
What was the fight about? I never heard what the fight was about.
There was. I remember one time it was there at
his apartment.
I think it was there at
Danny's Boys.
At Danny Boys.
Okay.
And somehow. They brought up Tank's old girlfriend.
I see.
And that escalated. It escalated because then Tabito was like, why are you guys fucking talking shit?
So this was Tank's ex-girlfriend at the time.
Ex-girlfriend, yeah, okay. Yeah. And they were just talking like mad shit.
What, they were saying something bad
like
about her?
Bad about her, like bad things. You know what I mean? And we consider her, like, we would consider her like our friend.
Yeah,
you know?
And you don't talk bad about somebody's ex-girlfriend, even if it's an ex, right?
Right, right.
They were recently broken up.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't think Tank was there. So it was like Tabito was the one that kind of started it up.
Yeah.
And then I backed up Tabito.
Trying to protect her.
Because I was just like, yeah, like, you guys are fucked up. Like, why are you guys talking shit? Like, she's a good person, whatever. And, dude, and that shit just flared up, bro.
Wow.
Like, it flared up, and we were just like, fucking, then the next morning. What was it?
Like, how loud did it get?
Oh, man, no, we were, like, full-blown, like, arguing. Like,
fuck you.
Yeah, like, thank God it didn't go to blows. Like,
did it get close? No. Did it get close to blows?
I think we were just, like, we were very close and yelling and
standing up.
Yeah.
In people's face and shit.
Yeah.
Damn. And, see?
But it didn't get physical, though, but we were fucking angry. All right. Bro.
How close in each other's face did you guys get?
Maybe.
Was it like.
Maybe about, what, 6 inches?
Well, that's big. That's really huge.
That was far away. That was too far.
You guys were good. It's like, oh, you guys weren't even close.
Yeah, you guys were good. No danger there.
Yeah, but that was the angry vodka for years, man.
Yeah, you guys would. I would hear stories of you guys drinking that shit, and you guys would always get into arguments.
Yeah, we didn't learn our lesson. We bought it like three times
because it was cheap.
Yeah,
it was three times.
Yeah, I remember it was like three times.
Yeah, because it was like $10 or something. It was something really cheap. Like when we didn't have enough, we're like, because back then we thought like Sky Vodka was the shit.
Yeah.
Like that was our shit, and we'd get the Sky Vodka.
Damn,
and we're like, dude, we don't have enough for Sky Vodka, and so we would go and buy the Popo. and get angry and fight. But you know what? But then the next morning we'd be like, fuck, we were really angry.
but they just kind of left.
Yeah, so we'd just be friends still.
As you guys like, sober up your anger.
Yeah, no, it was wild.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy.
But to answer your question, man, I think like buying all that overpriced shit, I think a lot of it is hype.
Because now they put all the additive shit in it, right?
Yeah.
They'll put vanilla extract, almond extract, all kinds of like just to sweeten it up.
Yeah.
And it does taste really good while you're drinking it.
But that's like for mixed people that want to say like on the rocks, but they don't want to mix it and stuff. So they just kind of like, it's already flavored.
Yeah. So it'll taste smooth while you're drinking it, but it's not, it doesn't have like that, like tequila taste, like the real tequila taste, you know? Uh-huh. And I think that's the problem. Like a real one, if you guys ever are in the market for some tequila, Tequila Ocho, if you've ever had it.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't had it. Yeah.
Lalo is actually pretty good, but it got bought out now. Oh, I think somebody bought it from him, but that's the grandson of Don Julio.
Oh.
Because Don Julio sold out. Don Julio started putting all kinds of additives in it too. So that's the only problem. Like, you know that big tall bottle, 1942?
Yeah. Right.
That shit has all kinds of additives now. Uh-huh. I think, I'm not sure if like the lower end bottles have any additives, but it's probably likely that they do. But if you're ever in the market again, Don Fulano, that's Don a good Fulano. One. Arete. Mm. Arete is a good one. They have like the cheaper bottles and then they have the artisanal ones, which are really good. Fortaleza. If you can get a bottle of Fortaleza, which these fucking people on the internet, they blew it up, so and they all of a sudden they're like really rare now. But I can't find Fortaleza for the life of me.
They hike up the price too, or
they didn't hike up the price, but these are small batch bottles.
Yeah.
So they're always they always change, like the flavor profile always changes, but they're always really good because they're always made in small batches.
Right.
The thing is, once they run out, they run out. They don't make millions of bottles a fucking year. They make a few thousand a year.
Ah, so Fortaleza.
That's crazy.
Fortaleza is really good. And Pantalones is a good one. That's a funny
Pantalones?
Name.
I like those.
El Tequileño, they have the cheap one, and then they have the artisanal one too. They're all really good. So, I mean, if you can find something
that's a nice list.
Yeah, so a few of those, they're always in the $40 to $50 range. And then I think you'd be happy with those.
That's solid, man.
I'll try to. You know what? Oh man, tequila fucked me up in college. Now every time I try to drink tequila, because you know what? Some of my friends still get the Patron, and the other ones, and everything. Oh man, just smelling those are just kind of gives me. But Ultra, I had Ultra Barlow's. Last time I took a Ultra bottle and stuff like that, and that was pretty smooth, man.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah. Maybe you should put up the list so like all the listeners, because you kind of went through a lot.
Yeah, because man, all that, but all the hype though, like that's people love all this shit, and at the end it's like, oh, that shit ain't even like tequila.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy. But like that little one with the little bell on it.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, that's the one you should stay away from, man. That's like $100 at least, right?
Yeah.
And now they have all kinds of additives in it. It started out good, like natural fucking tequila. And then they put the additives in it.
So you think all tequila kind of started off like really good, but then they just kind of, when they get bought out, they get sold out and they try to produce more, so they got to like add more shit to it?
Yeah, so they're shortening the time that they're making, the process of the tequila making. And not only that, they're also changing the profile to it to attract more of like a Anglo taste. Because the Anglos don't like real tequila. They want something smooth, right?
Yeah.
These people are like into like whiskeys, basically. They're not really into tequila.
I love whiskey.
They're trying to create not intro versions, but like luxury versions for the Anglo market.
The transition one.
So that's what fucking kills it for the rest of us. Like we see a tequila that's popular and we think it's good, and all of a sudden we find out that you get a bad hangover the next day because it has all kinds of additives.
Right.
Yeah, I did see some guy like talking the same thing that you were saying about the additives and all this stuff, and I think. What was he saying? He was saying that I think like tequila, something to do with like you pour it on your hand, and if you smell it, like if it's real tequila, it'll still smell. If it like fades away fast, it's like there's all those additives and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like if it feels sticky, like if you put it on your hand and you like put it, like you just kind of like rub use it like, yeah, you rub it like, what do you call that shit?
Lotion.
Like gel. What's that? That
Hand sanitizer?
Like hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. Yeah. and it gets sticky, that's got all kinds of additives. But if it just kind of fades away and you smell and it smells like tequila, that's the real shit.
See, so what you got to do now is when you go to a bar, you tell the bartender, pour in my hand. And you know, rub it, and you're like, this is fake. Like,
this is fake. Like,
give me the other one.
And you slap it.
Yeah, right? Bam. You slap it with your sticky hand. Yeah.
Because I saw.
It's like it'll be $30.
Yeah. Because I saw on Instagram, too, so you know it's true. The guy was, like, shaking the bottles. He's like, he was showing the white people. He's like, look, if you shake a bottle and it foams up, he's like, it's not good. He's like, a real one will foam up a little bit, and then it'll just go down. You know, and he's like, that's a good way to.
To test it.
To test it too.
Huh. That's a good tip.
There you go.
Tip. Yeah.
So, there you go.
So try that, people. Let us know.
Hey, this is Oso and Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas. I got, let's see. We all been to a lot of parties, right? Like since college and everything, you know, party crews and everything. So what was one of the red flags you would see at a party that would let you know it was whack? Or some of the things that you will see that you were like, oh, yeah, this shit's going to be bumping this shit.
Bumping.
Like it's going to be awesome.
Oh, if there was titties everywhere. I think that was a big one because I remember when the party crews were out, there was always like the wet T-shirt contest or just titty contest. And they would just whip them out.
So, like, if there was girls outside, you know it's going to be.
Yeah. Like, the ratio was good. Uh-huh. It would. I'm just like, all right.
What about?
I knew that if. They had a lot of cholos there, it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every single time. It didn't fail, man. If there was some cholos there, they were going to start a problem.
Yeah, man, because they always think like you're like mad dogging them and shit.
And you're just high sometimes.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes you're dancing with the girls and they're like, oh, man, they're like just kind of staring you down because they want that girl. And then, you know, they still got that prison mentality and shit that they want, like, you know, like they want your girl and shit.
So right.
Like, fuck that. Like,
yeah. That's a good one. That's a good red flag. You see a lot of cholos.
Man, I remember once we weren't even at a party. We were at a concert and I was so high and I had like one of those like really flimsy, like those little jackets, like the, what do you call those fucking things? Like,
not the bomber jackets, other ones. Members only. No.
like a Nike jacket, like those.
Oh,
like,
windbreaker.
Windbreakers. I had one of those, right? And I felt like that shit was falling off my shoulder, right? And I just kept doing this shit.
Ah, you fucking tease.
But I was so high that I felt something, so I kept doing this, like with my shoulder, like trying to put it back on my shoulder, right? Uh-huh. And I was actually hitting a fucking cholo right next to me.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, man, what the fuck, eh?
Oh, shit.
I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm really high. He's like, oh, it's all good. It's all good. So he left me alone. But so I was about to die, guys.
Damn. Hell no, man. You know what's a good one? Is when you get out the car and you hear, like, good music. You know it's going to be a popping ass fire and stuff like that. So I remember that. I used to judge, like, parties by, you know, as soon as you get off the car, like, how the music was and stuff.
Yeah, no, that was good, man. Yeah, I think, like, it's just like a lot of people, you can tell by the people, man. Like even when you're waiting in line, you feel the vibe and shit, man. Like, you know, people having a good time, people laughing and shit like that. Like it was always cool. I remember when I used to go to like those parties, like the Purple Shield parties.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I would always try to sneak because they wouldn't let you take in your fucking cameras, man. And I would try to sneak in like those disposable cameras.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, you can take it all the way back to your car. And I'd have to end up throwing it away in the trash and shit. Yeah, I mean, I was just like, because
it was a long ass line.
Yeah. I was like, fuck that. I waited in line like 2 hours. Yeah.
What about line? If you guys saw a big line, like not necessarily like you would think it was a good party and shit, right? Because I remember we used to hold the line. Remember when we did that casino one?
It'd be empty.
Because we're like, damn, we can't let everybody in because then. We wanted to give the illusion that, you know, it was so packed inside that there was a long line.
Right. Because
we usually would do that when it was early.
Yeah.
When there wasn't that many people and stuff. Right. But then when that's more people started coming, we started letting the. But I remember we would do the whole line trick.
Yeah. And you know what? The line, holding the line did two things. First of all, it showed people that there was a lot of people.
There was people there.
Right. So if somebody's passing by, like we're the first option, but. Maybe if they see that there's no line, they're like, I don't know if there's people there.
Yeah.
They'll probably keep going into the second party, right?
Yeah.
Because back then, there was parties everywhere on the same weekend.
Right.
So it was a lot of competition. So we had to do that trick, right? But secondly, imagine letting people in, right, early.
Yeah.
We're talking about 9. How was it, like 9 o'clock? Did we open the door?
We were open at 9.
And
9, yeah.
And there was only like maybe like 100 people in there. That would be fucking horrible for the first hour or so, right? So some of those people would opt out and just fucking
and
leave.
Probably leave, yeah.
So you didn't want that. You know, like if they paid, you want them to stay because you want them to like have a good time so they can come to the next party.
Right.
But then I remember they would be like on the line, you know, and it's already 9 o'clock. You're supposed to open the doors at 9. But then, you know, you knew that if you open it up, you know, the line will shrink. So you're like trying to hold the line and try to open. But then people would be like, come on, man, it's at 9 o'clock. Let us in already. We're like, hey, man, well, they're still, you know, the DJ's still fixing the stuff or whatever. You'll create these lies and shit, but you can't hold it that long because then they'll be all tired to be man, fuck this shit. I'm going somewhere else.
But let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
You let them in.
Yep.
You think they'd have fun in there? There's nobody in there.
That was the thing. It was like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So I remember we used to like when they used to do that to us and we used to go in early, man, we used to love it because we used to go straight to the bar. There was no line.
So maybe that's why they wanted to go.
Maybe and stuff. We're like, hey, man, the party's at the bar and shit, jumping and shit.
Yeah. But it, you know, I mean, I think it was worth it to make them wait a little bit. You know, it I think we had it down. Yeah. We had it down because, you know, it would give the illusion that it was a long line, so I was like, man, like, there's people there, even though it was fucking empty inside.
Yeah.
But eventually, you know, you get enough people, and once you start letting them in, there's a good amount of people in.
Yeah.
Because even with our promoting, I remember we had it down where it was like, look, pass it out to nothing but girls, maybe every 10th person you can give it to a guy or something, you know what I mean? Because one guy will bring, like, fucking 10 friends.
All the homies and shit.
Yeah. And I heard one time it like kind of backfired on us at Luminarias. I don't know if you guys remember, but we're at Luminarias up on the hill.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we had some girls leave because there was like, man, there's too many fucking girls here.
Again, it was early.
Yes, it was early. It was nothing but girls. And it was raining.
It was raining.
Little did they know. That party, I think we had 700 people.
We turned people away.
The fire department came, remember?
They showed up, yeah. Right? And not only did they left early. They were like, there's nothing but women, like none but girls in here.
Yeah.
But that party turned out to be like 700 fucking people. Yeah.
It was a lot, dude. And that place didn't hold that long.
It held 6.
Yeah, no, it was a lot
but
of fucking
it shouldn't even held 6 because that place was kind of...
It was packed, man.
It wasn't made for 6 either.
You know what? I think that was the first party that I really didn't go inside much because it was just so packed. So I just was outside, you know, manning the lines or... Because that was the party that I was, like, supposedly hosting and shit because I was, like, the social and stuff. And I remember I had the counter.
Yeah.
And then when the fire department came, they were like, I want to see the counter. And I'm like, fuck. And I looked. And, yeah, we were at 7-something and stuff. Yeah. So I had to go to the restroom. And I had to click that
you
shit.
You had to do it
all. Yeah, I had to click. And then somebody told me, like, after the fact that you
can
just
reset it.
So yeah. This is what he did. He went from 700. And I think the count goes up to like 9999. Yeah. So 10,000.
Uh-huh.
So he hit it probably 9,300 times to go back to zero.
No. Did you reset it?
To reset it.
And
I
then,
had to go all the time. I was like,
and then he went to 700 or 600.
To try to make it like within.
Yeah.
Like 559
or something. Holy shit. So I went, da, 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 da. I was in the restroom like just clicking away, man.
People thought he was jacking off.
Yeah, good thing I had practice and shit. That shit, like, I think I passed it twice.
He's like,
I went
shit.
Twice. So I remember we went to the fire department and we gave it to him.
And we gave him the count, right? And he looked at it and he just laughed.
Yeah, he knew that shit was full of shit, man.
Fuck that.
He knew we were full of shit.
Yeah, but you know what? But I thought that was like a big, like, I don't know the word, but like a lot of people that gave us like a good reputation.
Yeah.
Even though it was so packed, the fact that there was so many females there, like
that
place, and it was like, I'm gonna use one of the kids' new words. It was a fucking vibe, bro.
You motherfucker. Why are you using these fucking words?
It was vibing.
It was a vibe.
You're not saying a goddamn thing.
It was lit.
It was fucking lit. No, and it was just such a fucking good time. But another good memory about that fucking party was that we were so stressed out because it was so fucking empty. I think it was like 10. I think it was like 10 o'clock.
Because it was raining.
Well, it was rain. It was torrential rain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about like if you're in the freeway, you're probably going 10, 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
No, it was that rain was coming down.
But you know what? The fucking rain stopped for about 6, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. I don't know. It was like less than 10 minutes. It stopped. Dude, fucking people were in the parking lot in their car because they didn't want to come out because it was pouring.
So this is what happened, man. So we were over there at the entrance, right?
Yeah.
And the security guards that we hired were outside. I don't know why they were outside, but they were outside. And they came in telling us, and we were worried. It was like 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Nobody inside. Probably had 20, 30, 40 people inside, right? And he was like, hey, man. There's a lot of people in their cars just waiting.
Yeah, the whole parking lot was full.
Like it's full, but they're just in their cars.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right. I didn't know how many, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as it stopped raining, like you said, they just started coming in droves, man.
And they were running and shit because they didn't want the rain to hit and shit.
And this place, like if you can imagine, it's on a hill. Right,
mm-hmm.
And it's got a beautiful view. It's magical up there.
Very, very
the
nice.
Actual Luminarias is beautiful itself, right? Yeah. So, and then it's overlooking like the mountains and the university and everything. It's beautiful, and we thought it was a perfect place, but we thought we went over above our head, you know, like nobody's gonna show up,
right?
And we just had to wait it out.
Yeah, and then to get like full and shit packed,
it was. To the point where we closed the door, and at that time, I think we were charging like $10 to get in. And this was like 1998 prices or whatever it was, right? We had people saying, hey, man, whatever it is, I'll pay.
They were willing to pay extra.
And we're like, man, we can't do it.
We had to turn them away.
Yeah, because all their friends were inside and stuff. Yeah, and you know how good it was that even the fire department, the firemen, they were having a good time because the girls started flirting with them and stuff. And they stayed there longer than what they should have because they should have just came in. Okay, well, you know, whatever and stuff, check their counter or whatever. All right, cool, you know, and leave. But they stay there for a little while.
No, the firemen, they try to pay me and shit. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I remember one of the fire guys had like horns tatted.
No
like
shit.
I remember that shit. I was like, oh shit, this motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
Pinche Diablo.
Yeah, that was a good time, man. That was a good party. Good people, I think. But like you said, I don't think we went inside too much.
It was packed.
Yeah. I went inside once just to kind of like walk around. It was butt to cheek.
You couldn't find anybody because they were like, hey, where's this? And then they're like, oh, yeah. Because we, you know, when we host parties, we had like shifts and stuff. And then people were like, oh, you know, we got to find this person or whatever. And we're like, well, whatever, dude. We'll just stay outside.
We couldn't.
It was pretty cool, man.
That was a great fucking party, though, man. And like a lot of people after that, like they would reference that party. And I was like,
yeah,
man,
that was
a good fucking
man.
Party.
That one was good and stuff with everything. Although we had some parties that were kind of crazy, too, man.
That was the worst.
Which one? Variety Art Center?
Variety Art Center.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have that party.
Yeah, that one was downtown. That one was kind of hood, bro.
I didn't want to have that party.
That was right across the Figueroa Bar, no?
Like really close to the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Or what now is the Crypto Center.
Yeah,
but
fuck that.
Yeah.
But that I didn't want to have that party. We didn't want to have it. Like, we had arguments over it. Like, this is not the place to do it. It's horrible parking, horrible area, like just not a good place, right? And the other side, they were arguing for it because it was like, we have to keep moving forward because every party we would have, we would have at a new place.
Yeah.
And we would just open like these avenues to have like these great parties. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, this ain't it. Right?
Yeah.
It's just a feeling. That's all it was.
Right. It wasn't a vibe.
And it turned out that it just had the wrong element, man.
From the beginning, man. Because remember I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to podcasts is kind of like our age or something around that. But at Flyers, they used to put a number. They used to put a phone number to get the address and, you know, location and stuff. And I remember I had to put the number to it, and then somebody was like, hey, man, your address is wrong. Like, your thing, your voicemail is wrong. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, it says to get off on the 10 and make a left, and you have to make a right. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I had to, like, re-record that shit, But then I couldn't get it wrong and all shit. Man, everything was just kind of falling apart.
Because you do it on like your pager, no?
Yeah, your pager. You know, instead of saying your name, you just
do
say
the
like,
little
hey.
Voicemail.
Yeah.
Like, if you're coming from the 710.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'll be like, welcome to the last call. Taking September, blah, blah, this day. Like,
Take all alternative routes.
Yeah, to the 710. Yeah, so you'll give like two different routes and stuff. But yeah, but some guy was like, hey, man, your shit's wrong. Your voicemail is not a right. It's a left. I'm like, oh, fuck. So or something like that. So I was like, man, and we were just doing all that stuff and until I got it right and stuff. But by then, it was already kind of late and stuff. But people were able to find it. And keep in mind.
It still got full, right?
Yeah, it still got full. And keep in mind that was before, like, GPS and, you know, the thing we had, Thomas Guide.
Well, that and the MapQuest. We would print out the MapQuest.
But you had to print it out at home.
And we made the little flyer on the
little line.
It was like 2x2 inch. Yeah. No, like 1x1. Yeah. 1x1 inch. And we have the little little freeways.
1x1 inch. That's a big. Damn. Man, that's a big
fire. He's like, we were very generous.
That shit was a huge map.
God damn, Jericho.
But yeah, so that and then that's when there was a big fight. Somebody got
they maced people, right? Or they pepper sprayed.
They maced people
in the corridor.
Uh huh.
And everyone got it, bro. Yeah, everyone was.
There was broken
windows.
Yeah,
broken windows.
Broken jaw. Broken jaw. Renee.
Broken hand.
Broken hand.
Yeah. All that shit,
so,
man.
So Sean got his jaw broken.
Renee went in
to protect him, and he broke his hand or his wrist on somebody's face.
And then he lost his camera because he
had that nice
Canon camera, mm-hmm. and he put it on the ground to, you know, get his back, and then that shit like kind of, man, that shit was all a mess, man.
And that day he had let me borrow this suit. It was a beautiful olive suit he let me borrow,
damn.
Man. And we had to take him to the ER. And I was still in that suit, and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to mess up your suit. He's like, don't worry about it. Took him all the way to Harbor Medical Center or something.
Shit, man.
Fuck, dude. Those days were fucking crazy.
Yeah. And we were young, right? Like 20?
20, at least.
About 20? Yeah.
20, yeah. 21?
Hosting these big-ass parties, too, man.
Dude, we used to bring in, at least 500 to 700 people every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think kids do that anymore. Nah. They don't have parties. Nah. They don't go to clubs.
And see, the thing is that we would do flyers. Mm-hmm. So it was always word of mouth, and then your reputation and shit. So it wasn't. Now it's like, you know, you send a text, you group text, or you put it online and stuff like that. This wasn't like that, dude. So you knew we had to put in hours and to go to different schools and everything. You know, mingle with these people, and then they were like, oh, we're going to another party. We'll try to, you know, make your party sound better and stuff. So, you know, you just sell it and stuff and give a good, you know, speech and shit and, you know, go to meetings and stuff. So it was cool, man. I mean, I think a lot of that is there's no way, you know, this youth now is going to be able to come close to it, mm-hmm. especially nowadays that, you know, they hardly even talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
you know. And back then, you know, your mouth was like everything, dude. You pitch everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think the way that you have to sell anything, like if you're just a salesman, right?
Yeah,
it's person to person, like you were saying. And if you remember, we started keeping track of who was going to our parties, what universities were actually attending.
Oh, we would do that. Yeah, I remember.
And our university was usually the biggest supporter.
Yeah,
and that was because we were going around every day, walking around to class, giving flyers out. Talking to people, like saying, hey, there's a party, not just handing them out, but actually talking to the people. And it kind of gave that bit of like a personal invitation instead of just like an invite on text or they see it on Facebook or something.
It was more personal and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that personal touch.
And when we went out to the other universities or colleges, it would be almost like a flirtation.
It was.
Yeah. A little bit, right?
Like it was.
You're not really trying to pick up, but you're trying to entice them to like kind of want to be felt like if they were wanted there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You would banter a little bit. It wasn't just like here.
No.
No, it was like, hey, what's up, girl? Like, whatever. Like, we're having a party.
Yeah.
This and that.
You
would
first talk to the girl, you know, and then you'll be like, you'll wrap up to her.
Yeah, be like, hey, you guys should come. It's going to be fun. You know what I mean? This and that. Hey, I'm so-and-so, you know. And it's like you were trying to pick up, but you weren't. You know what I mean? Right. If you did get to pick up, that was just a bonus.
That was promoting 101. You talk to them, and then you give them the flyer.
Yeah, and then you give them the flyer. But then it was cool because then after, once they knew the product, per se, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, when's the next one?
Right.
You know what I mean? And at that point, it was easy. It was
The crazy shit was that, you know, sometimes, like, you'll see the girls at the party that you invited, like, from community college or whatever. And then they'll be like, hey, what's up? They'll be like, oh, okay. Then you can start wrapping up to them more and stuff like that and everything. They're like,
hey, get away from me. My girl's right here, man.
Yeah, so.
But this was branding before branding was an actual thing.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you think about it. Because we had our logo,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
our logo was like everything to us.
And we would wear that shit too.
Yeah. And so we had to make the party a good party because we knew that if they see the flyer for the next one, they'd want to go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important to us. So. It was, we were branding ourselves, man.
And you know what's crazy is like when we would help, we'll have our, you know, our club name and stuff like that. And then when we will host, other people will host parties, they will say, oh, special invites to, and then they'll list all the clubs and they will try to see where we land on the thing. And if we were like one of the first ones, we're like, yeah, you know, we're making a name.
And we started moving up because we used to be like close to the bottom at the end of the list. Yeah. And then once we started getting our parties really fucking good, they started moving.
They started bumping
and stuff. And stuff and everything. Yeah. So, See, and you know what? I think that's one of the things that makes like our, what is it, like our college experience and, you know, our youth and everything was all these like adventures that we had and stuff like that. And I think these kids nowadays, they really don't get the full effect of like, you know, having these. I mean, I'm not to knock them and stuff. I think they have their own adventures over that, but it's not as intense as this is.
I don't know.
I think nowadays they're more of like, you know, let's get in, let's get out type of thing. Like, because they want, where we used to be like, you know, let's try to do like after the meeting, we'll have a barbecue or this and everything. So we want it to be, you know, together and stuff. And now kids nowadays, it's like I see them go in and then they want to go out because they want to be out somewhere else or something like that and everything. It's like.
Yeah, because the socialization part just isn't there anymore. Like, everything is social media based. Like, even, you know what I mean? They do, like, raffles and shit like that and fucking challenges and stuff like that. So it's just – so everything is social media based, you know? Like, we didn't have that. Like, we – if we wanted exposure, we had to go to schools, different schools, get kicked out of campuses, you know what I mean? Like –
go to parties, get kicked out of parties.
Yeah, and just fucking promote, put on like we were fucking spammers, bro.
Yeah,
like we would fucking load up people's windshields, you know, with our flyers, get kicked out of the Mirage. You know what I mean?
And like, you had to be sneaky because if that club was hosting, like your shit was on Saturday, like our party was on Saturday, but they were hosting the club on Saturdays, they were like, hey, y'all got to get the fuck out of this.
Oh yeah,
so we're like, fuck. So you had to time it good.
Nah, man. But I think, you know what I mean? We got to build a lot of rapport and stories and shit like that. Like, it was great, man. A lot of memories, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking memories.
That's crazy, man.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, real quick.
What's going on?
Family Feud style.
What's up, man?
Family Feud.
Fuck, man.
Good answer.
Where are you? Were you in the closet?
Yeah,
I was in the closet.
Oh, okay. No, Family Feud style. Real quick, like, okay, if I give you this this question, you just answer it.
All right.
Okay. Where do you touch a woman to get her excited?
Did you ask 100 people?
I asked 100 people.
Where do I touch her to get her excited?
Yes. You got to chime in. You got to.
Go ahead.
No, that was you.
Oh, that was me. I touch her on her ass.
Okay, come ass. On.
That's not enough. Okay,
all
okay. Right. I put my fingers in her mouth.
Okay.
like I'm gonna do.
That
I'm gonna go.
Ass.
I'm gonna go with the Trump one. Grab me in the crotch.
Whoa.
God damn.
Really?
No. All right. So, my true answer will probably be the lower back.
Okay, the lower back. While she's wearing something like slinky or whatever, really, really thin. Ooh. Or if she's wearing a sweater.
I think the lower back will probably be like a safe place, right? Because it's not like really overstepping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not like, you know, because you're like caressing her back, kind of like her back.
But
right?
It has to be like a light touch, like enough, like where it's a little sensual.
Yeah.
I think.
I like grabbing her by the back of her neck.
Ooh.
Like just kind of just.
All right, so
palming her neck.
Wait, what was the question again? I'm like, wait a minute.
No. So your question was, where do you grab the woman?
Yeah, where do you touch her?
To make her hot. Or what?
To get her excited.
Get her excited.
Okay, so this is somebody you already know.
I don't know.
Or this somebody you meet at the club. Well, see, that's the thing. Because if you already know her, then yeah, grabbing her back or, you know, just grabbing her or something right. like that. Or if you're like...
If you
at a bar, you know, or you getting to know the person.
There
I
you
think
go.
The,
All
I
right.
think the back, it will be a safe place.
I think the top of her hand is probably, if you don't know her, if you meet her at a bar and you touch the top of her hand.
But don't you think that's too straightforward? Wait, like
no,
you,
no, no, no.
Like,
I'm just trying to talk, say, like, to excite her.
Like if you're just meeting
if
her.
If you're just meeting
you're
her.
You're talking, you have good banter going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it goes both ways. Like if sure. she touches your leg,
right?
I think if you like kind of, it has to be appropriate.
You can't touch her leg. If she touches your leg, you can't touch her.
No,
leg.
No, I'm saying you strike first.
Okay, so you're gonna touch her leg?
Yeah, like if you're like, man, that like whatever, you're laughing and you're like, whatever, and you kind of touch her leg.
That's a little forward. I think she's gonna get scared if you touch her leg.
You think?
But see,
so?
I think that's the thing. Same thing with the arm. I mean, with the hand. If you touch her hand is like. Like, why are you touching me type of thing?
Well, if you guys are talking, you guys have good banter, and she says something, you touch her hand, like the top of her hand, it's not as forward as if you're touching her leg. Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a gamble. Because she could be like, oh, that's, you know, oh, wow, you know, I like it. Or you could
like,
be like,
she's like
or you could be like, oh,
pussy.
Get off of me.
We're talking about exciting her. We're not just talking about letting her know that you're interested.
Oh,
because if that's the case, you touch her shoulder, and that's fine. But if you're touching the top of her hand while you're having banter, that'll excite her.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll still go with the back of the your hand on the back.
And on her lower
like
back.
You're kind of getting closer to her.
This is a girl that you just met at the bar.
How long have we been talking?
His premise is you just met her at the bar.
Well, you met her in the bar, and you say
you're chatting.
You're still at the bar. You're still at the bar.
Yeah, and you're
still
chatting
at the bar.
For
you're having a good time. Like, whatever. Like you already bought her 2 drinks in.
Okay,
so obviously she's feeling you and you know she's likes
feeling
you.
She
likes
you buying
her.
Yeah,
you love all that stuff and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now you're not like, okay, let me go in to see how much, because you're always, I guess, as a guy, and I'm sure girls know this too, is like as a guy, when you're talking to a girl, you're gonna try to see, you're gonna push it a little bit, little by little, to see how you know how comfortable
right,
she
right.
is with you and stuff, until you go all in and she's like, oh wow, she's like, you know.
So her cool. your first touch, where is it?
Yeah. In the back. The back,
the back,
you know,
back.
In the back. The back,
the small
yeah.
The back of
her
back. The
yeah.
smaller, not like, or the top of her back.
Her shoulder, her, you know, no, her, the lower back.
Her big ass.
But see,
she's a bodybuilder. You pat her in the back.
No, but then it's like one of those things too, like where they're, you know, you're talking to them and like, say if it's too loud,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You're going to get close to them.
Right.
You get close to them. You talk in their ear. I think that can be kind of sensual.
So you touch your ear.
You kind of almost touch your ear. You know what I mean? You're
oh,
like
really?
There. Or they, well, not with your hand. Like, it's like your face.
Kind of like whispering.
Your face getting close to their face because you don't want to be yelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta tell you, like, you're talking about talking really close. I remember, like, just silky, smooth hair while you're talking to them, and you just, it just grazes your face. That was the sexiest thing in the world, man.
Yeah. But know? See, but you're like, for the thing too, like getting close, your breath has to smell good.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're 2 drinks in. Yeah. How do you handle alcohol breath?
See, the thing is that you have to drink good alcohol.
Sure.
So you can't, like, beer doesn't really have a good.
Right.
I hope, you know what?
I don't think beer has a good breath taste.
It
breath
probably
smell.
Doesn't. But like, I'm gonna tell you this. If you have someone that's not drinking, and they could be drinking the best alcohol in the world, the best whiskey in the world, it still it smells bad to them. They have to be drinking for them not to be able to smell the bad or the good alcohol on your breath. So that's the problem. She has to be drinking too. You know what I mean?
So if she's drinking, she'll probably think it's her breath.
I don't think you can smell it. Like, once you have alcohol in your system, you can't smell the other person's alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
Notice
yeah,
this. Notice that. I've noticed when I'm not drinking and the other person is drinking,
you
I
can
smell it. But if I'm drinking, I can't smell anything.
I've never paid attention to that.
Yeah, you know,
I don't have to pay attention
to
that.
You know what? Oh, man, that's true, huh? Because you know
and
what?
It smells bad, bro.
There's some alcohol.
When you're not drinking, alcohol smells terrible.
There's some alcohol that you could, like, actually smell. Like, tequila, I think you could smell tequila, like, when people talk.
Yeah. Vodka,
you know. So if it's a if it's something smooth, then you know, cool. But if it's like something that's just potent, that's not a good thing though.
Yeah.
But so, you said like get close.
Yeah, just kind of getting close. Her feeling. Yeah, I mean, you feel that little tension a little bit, but it depends on the girl too, because she might feel uncomfortable. Like she's like, damn, like this feels too close already, you know.
But see, I think you do those moves once, like you're vibing, and if she's there for two drinks already, you know you're vibing and stuff or anything. Well, you're like, you know, you're hitting it off, and you see like, you know, she's
right
receptive to you.
If we're talking about back when we were in college,
yeah,
I don't think there was ever a time where somebody was repulsed by you being that close. I don't remember that. It was always in like that spirit.
In that space.
But I think there were some people that were too strong. Like too creepy. Right, you know, like they would come off like to the girl and they'd be like, hey, what's up, girl? Like, you know, this and everything. And you're like, oh shit, the girls will get like startled. Like, stuff. Instead of trying to come in like, hey,
not people in this room though, right?
Oh no, not that's people. I'm saying like people that know.
Oh
like,
yeah, from other people. Yeah.
Other people we've known and stuff that they like, they swear they, you know, they're smooth and stuff, but when you see them, it's like they're very strong. Unless you get like one of those ratchet drunk girls and they're like, oh, hey, girl, hey, boy.
Yeah. Because I think a good rule of thumb is just to be observant, right? Like if she's having a good time, she's laughing. I think at that point you can take it to the next level and you can tap, you can touch, like whether it's her hand, her arm or whatever. Like maybe the leg is probably going too far.
A little bit too much, yeah.
But I think like that, like maybe the arm around her a little bit, like maybe like you said, the lower back a little bit.
But I think girls now, and I think back then you were able to get more of a chance, you know, like they'll entertain you more. Then now is like they feel like very like if you don't come, like they go like if you don't come correct, don't come at all type of like attitude and shit. So like as moments you're like trying to talk to somebody, they're like, ew, you know, and they kind of, I don't know, they're like, I think their expectations or some shit are like crazy high, man. It's like unrealistic.
Back then, it was just a fucking
party. It was just
party,
fun,
bro.
Man. Just go and
everybody
just talk.
Had a good time.
Everyone
right?
laughing
was,
and
it
stuff.
It was easy, bro.
Nobody asked what car you drove.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, they didn't even care where you shop, you know? Like,
nah.
Like, we shopped at fucking Ross.
Ross and Miller Outpost. Miller's Outpost.
We used to, right? Right, guys?
Yeah.
<Used to.
laughs> All right, next question. Okay, when you were poor. Back when we were poor,
yeah,
You didn't have what that everybody else had, but what didn't you have?
Go ahead, Sean.
Like name brand shoes. You like actual name brand.
You had Payless,
like Jordan.
Oh no!
Like you had Nikes,
no
but you didn't have no Jordans.
No.
So you didn't have like that like those good shoes that you kind of see. Now you're like, if you see a shoe, you're like, oh, this shit's cool and everything. Like,
yeah.
Price, you know, you'll think about it, but if you really like it, you'll buy it and stuff. But back then, man, like you'll have like, you know, Nikes, but it'll be, you know, like regular ass Nikes and stuff.
Shit, we didn't have insurance.
Insurance.
Yeah, we didn't have car insurance.
Nobody had that shit, man. Nah. People would make fake insurance cards.
Right.
Beep, beep, beep.
He's at 1,000. Yeah, but fuck, I don't remember, man. I think like. Because a lot of the shit we would buy was obviously, like, bootleg. We'd go to the swap meet.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have real tapes.
Yeah, like, everything. Like, bootleg. Well, even our T-shirts. You get
right.
We used to get the fake Bart Simpson ones.
That's right. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
the Rastafari one.
Yeah. The Smile Now, Cry Later shirts.
Hey, the little tiger shirts, they were real, right? They were real?
They're real, but I don't think they were, like, famous.
We used to get them at Tres Hermanos up over there in Huntington Park, so I hope they were real.
Yeah, we used to have those a lot, like the alligators and the tigers.
La tigre.
Yeah, but then they later
phased them out.
Yeah, they phased them out.
Did they come back or something?
And they came back, and they were
like
popular.
A few years ago?
Oh, you're talking about the alligators.
No, no, that was the alligators.
No,
that
but
the
then they were trying to come back with the
with tiger. With the tigre, too?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because
they were trying to come out with all those animals and shit.
Yeah. Shit. What we didn't have, man. Shit, we didn't have seatbelts.
We had seatbelts. We wouldn't use them.
No, my mom's car didn't have seatbelts. And this was the time when the law was already changing, so you had to put your seatbelt on. But we had a strap. It was just a strap without the actual, like, we didn't clip
without
it in.
Clip.
Yeah, we just kind of like.
Just put it around your arm.
Yeah, so, but we never got into an accident. So
you know
we're
what?
Good.
Fuck.
I remember the Mustang, you know, the 66, when my dad used to drive it. And, you know, my sister and my, you know, it was three of us. I got two sisters. So they would sit next to me. And then and the middle seat didn't have
seatbelt.
So my sisters were literally, my mom would tell my sisters to grab hands.
No.
And that would be my seatbelt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What the fuck? And they were like, oh, okay. So I remember my sisters kind of locking arms.
Yeah.
And that would be my seatbelt because I'll be sitting in the middle and stuff. I was like, man, there was an accident.
That's crazy.
I'll fly
man.
So far away.
You'd be the safest one.
Dude, we didn't have new tires. We would always have used tires. We would always buy used tires.
Oh,
used.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was a thing. And you'd buy used tires for like $15 or something, $20.
Yeah, $20, $15.
And then my dad wouldn't want to for them to get the tire. They're like, no, put it in the trunk. They're like, what the hell are you going to do with all those tires and shit?
He's like, I don't know, but it's mine.
No, they go, and en caso de emergencia. We're like, come on, man. Like, shit, get rid of that tire.
Yeah, no, that was crazy because people would ride on them fucking, or sometimes they would get those bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
Chipotes.
Chipotes.
I would always have those, man. You
would? And then your car would be like wobbly.
All right. Name an office supply you would use to hide your manhood.
An office supply?
Yes.
God damn. Damn.
If Bartles was here, what office supply would he use?
Thumbtack.
Thumbtack.
I don't know. A fucking tape dispenser?
A tape dispenser?
Yeah.
No, that's kind of small.
A nice solid 4-inch one.
Oh, okay, one of those.
Big one.
Right,
you know
big
what I mean?
Ones. All right. What about the ones the big old rolls, the ones with the big rolls?
What we got big?
The one with the box tape.
Is
that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, let's go with that.
I was thinking the 11x17 copy paper.
Oh,
is that? Copy machine.
For real.
I was going to say the three-hole puncher.
Three-hole punch.
More like a two-hole punch.
All right, that's the game, fellas.
All right.
We got to do these when Bartles gets back from his vacation.
We'll make sure to bring a thumbtack for him.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Remember, Jerky, when we found out one of our friends?
Oh, my God. You're talking about Cherokee?
Yeah.
See, that was old school. That was before social media.
Dude, we were at the cabin, right? We were in Big Bear.
Yeah, we had a retreat.
We were in a retreat, which was our little vacation for the year. And we were far away from civilization, and this one dude, his name was DJ Richard, man.
Yeah.
DJ Bam Bam.
DJ Bam Bam, Bam, Bam Bam.
We were high as fuck. And all of a sudden, he had a realization. Like, oh, man, I know a porn star. And we're like, what? And I was like, who? And we're like, man, there's this girl. She's on the volleyball team. And we're like, wait a minute. We
and
know
he started,
people.
He started describing her.
He started
and shit.
Narrowing it down, and we're like, "She's black." I'm like, "Okay, we only know one black volleyball player, and she's the only black volleyball
player."
Yeah, she
was the
only one. Oh, she
was. And I was like, "Oh," and we said her name.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah."
You're like,
"Holy
yeah, man."
Shit.
She goes by Cherokee and this and that.
She lives at the dorms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh
what
my god,
the fuck?
Yeah, this and that." So.
So he was excited, bro. And we were like, you know, we were excited too, but not as much as he was.
He was super excited,
he was
man.
Hyped.
But we were like, you know what? Let's go. Because he knew like the title, right?
Yeah, he knew everything.
He knew the title and everything like that. And everything.
But he probably didn't know the volume.
He didn't know the volume. He just knew like
the title or
the main person.
Main guy and stuff.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, man, whatever, right? And so we had to wait it out. We were away from civilization. There was no porn fucking stores.
No internet or anything like
there
that.
There was no internet, and there was no like adult stores out where we were.
Yeah, right. I mean, there was internet, but it was like you had to be at a computer. And, I think
and
it was,
even then, like how are you going to search for this shit back in the
right?
Because not everything was uploaded.
Right.
So, like, we came back, as soon as we came back to civilization.
To touch ground.
We went to school, and right away, we fucking took off. and we went to go find it. What the fuck? And we went to like five adult stores.
Oh, you guys actually went to about five of them.
Yeah, we went. Like,
oh, I thought you guys lucked out and found it like right
we went
away.
On a mission, bro.
Holy shit!
And it was probably like a weeks long mission because it wasn't all in the same day.
That's right. We were the first search engines.
Yeah, man. People didn't give you guys enough credit, bro. That was impressive.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
impressive. Right? The fact that you guys fucking found it.
And I'll be honest, man. We were there to buy a dildo.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not gonna ask any follow up questions.
No. Okay, so while we were at the cabin, we had a few women that were joining us that weekend, right?
Right.
And we were gentlemen, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And we started getting a little drunk, a little high. And for some reason, like, I don't know, they were dares or, well, something was going on where, like, finally somebody said,
Should I brace myself? Where's this story going?
You don't remember?
Nah, I don't remember the story.
Dude, you were really fucking drunk.
You were there, man.
You were there, but I think you went to go sleep.
Wait, did you guys put the dildo in me?
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. Let's cut the story right now.
This is before we needed the dildo.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we were still in the cabin, and then, I think somebody was giving somebody a lap dance or something. And then one girl said, fine. If you show me your...
Well, I remember that part.
Yeah, if you show me your titty, I'll show you mine, right? And I told I told the guy, I was like, no. Show her both. So he showed her both of his titties. And she's like, fuck. And she ended up doing that, right? But there was like a promise made that she would use a certain object in front of everyone, you know if we ever do something
Damn,
else.
I forgot about that shit.
Oh, so we went searching for like a dildo, and then we're like, while we're here, we should go look for these
for the movie.
That is funny.
So it was, I mean, college was a fucking trip,
dude,
right?
That is so amazing that you guys found it.
And then we found that shit. And then we
like,
I
did
mean,
you guys we, ask for help or did
we were asking for flows, hoes, and
hoes,
yeah,
hoes,
toes,
no,
flows, hoes, and toes.
No,
that's not it.
No. Freaks, hoes, and flows.
Yeah, there you go.
Freaks, hoes, and flows.
So
volume 22.
Yeah. So we will ask them like, hey, you know, you guys got this, you know, this and everything. We'll tell them the title and they're like, oh no. Or yeah, go check over there or whatever. So, because it was a low budget thing. It wasn't like a. So we found that shit.
Finally.
And then we're like, oh shit. So, you know, we had a little bit of money and stuff.
But we didn't know the volume. So we kept looking at the cover. Like they had cover art.
Oh, yeah.
So we were looking all over for it.
Oh, that's how you guys found it, because of the cover art.
Yeah, because she was in front of it.
Right.
She was in the front cover. So we're like, oh shit, this is it. Then they're like, oh fuck, you know, we like, got all like, yeah, like everything, like, oh man, so
sounded
we couldn't
like
wait
a,
to like
sounded
go.
Like an electric car and shit.
We couldn't wait to go back to college and like show everybody and shit.
Yeah.
So we had a premiere.
We had a watch party.
We did have a watch party.
We had a premiere and stuff.
Red
shit,
carpet.
Yeah.
Red carpet.
Fucking had lights everywhere.
We had one of those fucking backdrops where we could take pictures.
The whole thing, man. So we had a premiere and shit. We saw that shit, everything. And then, I don't know. Jerry, right?
What, me?
Yeah, you went to and you asked her.
Oh, this was after. This was way after. Not
stuff.
At the premiere.
No, not at the premiere.
After.
Way after. We had it in the bag. Because we kind of get giving it to different people and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we had it with us and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you had it with us. And then here she comes, man. And and then, I don't know, did we say it before?
Dude, you guys were shy as fuck,
or
man.
Or something like that.
And Jerky asked her for a signature or some shit.
They were beating around the bush.
Well, because we didn't know how she was going to take
it. Well,
they
were talking to her because she was our friend.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, you fucking pussies. I'm like, hey, excuse me, can you sign this for me? And she's like, what? She looked at it. She just started like
smiling, laughing,
and then. She was like, yeah, I'll sign it.
Oh,
then,
she took it like a champ.
Hey, she took it like a champ, yeah.
On video and off video.
Yeah. But we had her sign it to Davito.
Oh, really?
She liked Davito.
Yeah, she had a crush on Davito.
Yeah. And
no she disrespect to Tabito, but that guy had no chance. No, after Jake Steen.
After we saw that,
we're like, fuck.
Oh, my goodness. No, and, you know, it's funny because at the premiere, we're like, oh, like, oh yeah, cool. She and then at one point, we're like, oh. We're like, we feel bad. We're like, oh, like stop it.
This is crazy. Yeah. So that was a...
another memorable.
Yeah, that was impressive, man. I didn't realize you guys went to that many places.
Yeah, I think the one we finally found it at was the one in Hawthorne.
Oh, on the off the 405.
Yeah, right off the 405.
Yeah. So
you feel dirty coming out of those places.
Yeah.
No, that kind of grinded, bro.
Hey, this is Sebastian Santina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right. What he said, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. It's no, been alrighty, so, alrighty.
I forgot. It's been so long.
Well, anyways, it was a good show, man. I learned a lot. Man, I went through memory lanes right now, man.
Yeah.
That shit was like all the parties, all the stuff, everything. That's crazy, man. Like, yeah. Just to show you, man, like how much, how much fun we had and stuff. I mean, we're still having fun and stuff like that, but it was at a different level. We were single. We really didn't have like much. Oh, well, except for Jerky, he was married already and stuff, so very early and stuff and everything, but you know, still, but like, you know, he was still up in the mix and everything, so yeah, so it was good. This was a good show for, you know, at least for me and stuff, because it made me go through like memories and stuff and all the good times and stuff, so it was good. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And with that, oh, the Dodgers are doing great, you know, this year, their season and stuff, they're doing good. A few little hiccups here and there, but you know, it's expected and stuff, but definitely, you know, hopefully Mookie gets better and stuff, he joins us back and stuff, but overall, man.
Wait a minute, he's hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt. Man. He's in the ER. They called in Kim, or whatever, the other Asian guy.
Yeah.
For his plays and stuff. But that's fine, man. I hopefully they get all the injuries out the way and then, you know, that's keep true. Going and stuff. So, fuck it. So, let's go Dodgers.
Let's go Dodgers?
Yeah.
The Lakers are fucking terrible right now.
Lakers, man.
They're fucking hurting.
I don't know, they man. Are. Lakers, I'm not...
Well, I mean, come on. They still got LeBron.
No.
They don't have LeBron.
Well,
anymore.
They do, but like...
He needed to take some time off.
Okay, so this guy needs to retire.
It was never a thing, man.
Yeah.
This guy's just there for the stats.
You know what? I think the last straw was when he got his son to that, with the Lakers.
After that,
I mean, I was trying to give him a chance, the Lakers and everything, but then once he brought, you know, Bronny back, then I was like, you know what? Now it's just... It's all... money and all this other stuff. They don't care the sport.
The last straw for me was when he jumped onto the Lakers. That's the last straw for me. He should have retired then.
Right. Yeah. The sad part is that the Lakers might retire his jersey.
Come on.
I'm like, that's going to be a sad day. I was talking to Oso about
it. Bro.
And I'm like, do you think they'll retire LeBron's jersey? And he's like, of course.
Ugh.
And I'm like, of course. Like,
no.
It'll only be also in the ceremony.
All right.
He got us one championship, and that's questionable.
And that was in 2020.
In the bubble. That wasn't really a real championship.
Yeah, fuck that. But whatever, man.
They better never, ever give him a bronze statue.
No, would be disrespectful, bro.
Would be so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Jersey, I'm like, eh.
That guy's a fucking crybaby. But anyway. Yeah, man, good fucking show. We had going down memory lane. That's always good, man. I think we had a lot of good times in college, man, for sure. I do want to give a shout out to also his birthday's next week. What are we on today? The 8th. Well, I'll just give him a shout out now because his birthday's on the 21st.
We probably won't have a show.
Yeah,
for another month.
That's what I'm saying. So we're gonna give you your shout out now, also.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, bro. So with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 deep, ba 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 doop.
And this week, I want to turn you on to this movie that I just saw this past weekend. It's called
Freak Flows and Hoes.
No, not that one.
Volume 22.
No, it's called The Housemaid or what? The Maid?
Housemaid?
Oh, I've seen that one.
Housemaid. It was called The Housemaid, right?
Talk about it. I think
it was with that one new chick. Oh, fuck. Sydney Sweeney? Is that her name?
Sweeney. Was that her?
Yes, Sydney Sweeney, and then Amanda Seyfried. You guys are blanking on me.
I don't. Hey,
Keep talking about it. I think I've seen it.
Hey, right. Put your pens back on.
I know. Like, hey,
keep talking.
Talk slow.
Okay, so the movie itself, it does throw you for a loop. It's not one of those traditional Hollywood movies. It's a little bit of a, it has a fucked up ending. But in the beginning, there was a very, very explicit scene between Sidney Sweeney and this dude. I don't even know who the dude is. But that's the dude from 1923. I don't know if you remember.
Don Julio?
No. No, not Don Julio. No, no. It was
Lalo.
Lalo. No, one of the famous guys from 1923. He plays the guy in the
movie. I'm horrible with names, man.
I am too, man. But Sidney Sweeney, she played the role perfectly, bro. It's not a great movie, but if you can, you fast forward to like minute 23. You probably have.
You got it down to the minute.
Yes. Damn. 24 seconds. That'll be the part where you would enjoy the movie the most. So, other than that, I haven't been watching a lot of other movies. Scrubs is back on TV.
Yeah, I've been catching it. It's pretty funny.
Don't know if you guys have been watching it, but yeah.
What's it on?
It's on ABC, but it's also on Hulu. It plays the very next day. So if you guys could catch that. Also, there's a documentary about Lamar Odom. I saw that one too.
That was crazy.
How was that?
That's a little disturbing, bro. Yeah. Like, homeboy went through a lot of shit. Obviously, we know that. He wasn't the best fucking role model, but, you know, he did marry Khloe Kardashian.
I wouldn't brag about that.
That was his downfall, I think.
Yeah.
That's an excuse.
I thought it was a cocaine.
It probably was a cocaine, too. But I mean, it's eye opening. I think you guys should take a look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Maybe it's one of those things, scared straight, like things that you shouldn't do in your life. You know?
Oh, shit.
Mary Kardashian.
You know. What
yeah.
I mean?
But
other than that, I mean, I don't have any other movies. Have you guys been watching any movies?
Fuck, man.
Not really.
No,
I haven't.
Well, I know that Michael is coming out in theaters soon, and I think you guys should probably take a look at that.
Oh, I thought Michael Jordan?
No, Michael Jackson.
Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jackson. And I think he's been, has he been kind of like redeemed that he really didn't mess around with those kids?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what the Home Alone kid said.
A lot of people have been saying that. What's that other kid? Corey Feldman?
Oh, really?
He fucking says that, nope, he protected me.
That
from
he was
those,
protecting them.
From those pedophiles, and he saved them from that. And then I think the Mbop kid fucking said the same thing.
You know what? I'm going to believe them.
I got to believe them. The Home Alone kid fucking says that he protected Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
And he was just a wholesome dude. So, like, you know what? Maybe Michael Jackson was molested as a kid, and he's protecting these kids from being molested, and that's why.
That's why he called it "Never, Never Get Molested Again."
Get molested again, land.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. It was a lot of weird shit, but yeah, I could see it.
But you know what? One thing about that movie is that I think the guy that plays him is what Tito's son or one of their family members and stuff that plays him and stuff, and I think. They were saying that Janet Jackson, when they did the premiere thing, she didn't like it and stuff. But they were saying that because they always had this feud and stuff like that with all of them and stuff. So, but I hear it's a pretty good movie. So when's it come out?
It comes out the 23rd, I believe. 23rd or 24th. So I'll let you know as soon as we watch and see if it's an actual good watch.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch it in D-Box.
D-Box?
Oh, you're doing the D-Box again?
I got to watch the D-Box, bro.
Nice.
You got to feel the rumble in the movie.
That's nice.
Other than that, 5 stars for it.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.